My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss bikinis and video chats. Then, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer Mavis, comes clean. So listen and enjoy.
Let's get back to my girlfriend, Belinda from Ghana.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, she was making me feel fat, and everybody had a good time at my expense.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Last week, I kind of turned it around on her and made her feel a little self-conscious.
Yes.
Okay. So let's pick up with February 10th. She goes, how are you? I go, frustrated, but okay. How is your head? Remember, she's had this chronic headache. Remember, I'm trying to amble towards this video chat with her.
That's the big Monty there.
She goes, it's getting better. I think I'll live. She asks me what's frustrating me. I go, I'm glad to hear that. Would kind of suck if I flew to Ghana just for a funeral. Just computer stuff, not a big deal. Been dealing with it for a few weeks. I think this is when I was dealing with all the video stuff that we were trying to upload.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I keep on forgetting
how far back this was.
It's so, like, what video? Oh, shoot.
I was dealing with the video, and then our audio broadcaster was having issues.
Oh, that was when we were on Leaving Land.
And you're like,
So there was, but I go, just software issues, nothing for you to worry. Right. You're pretty head about. Right. How's your grandma? Remember, your grandma's got the dry eyes.
Not a dry eye in the house. Yes, there is.
She goes, she's getting better. It will take a while. I go, that's good. News, too. Sounds like things are getting better for you. She goes, my health issues are getting better. I go, that's great. Maybe you are elderly and falling apart. Because remember, she's called me old before. She goes, I'm young. She LOLs, I'm young and strong. I go, that's what I thought until you had me huge and shaking hands with the Grim Reaper. She laughs. I ask her how her daughter's doing. She's doing fine. So I go, so when do I get that bikini picture? Because remember, I've asked for that bikini picture.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, after the video chat.
Okay.
I go, why is that? When will the video chat be? Better yet, just wear a bikini for the video chat. She goes, it'll probably be within this week. She goes, a bikini in a cafe? I go, it needs to be this week. And then I go, I'm sure the guys who hang out there will be very pleased. She goes, they will, but I won't be pleased. I go, no, me neither. Don't want them being rude and you being uncomfortable. So do you have a rocking little body? She goes, yep, I have a sexy looking body. I go, cocky, LOL. Maybe one day I'll get to see it. She goes, that's if you really want to, then you will. I go, what does that mean? She goes, you will see me if you come here or in video chat. I go, well, I'm not going to see your sexy body on a video chat, not like you're going to show it off in a cafe. This week we have to video chat. I will know a lot about you, about us, by how you are. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, so did you think we'd ever get to this point? She goes, video chat? I go, I guess, yeah. I mean, I finally get to see you after all the charades. She goes, yeah, kind of wanted it, and finally it's going to happen. So she wants it, too. It won't be rape video. I go, if you wanted this, then why hasn't it happened yet? She goes, it's going to happen very soon. Don't worry. I go, this week. The part of me that believes you think you just have a lot going on. The part of me that distrusts you thinks that you are some dude trying to arrange for the girl in the picture to be around and try to make sure she knows everything we might discuss. Oh. Well, this is what Joe's been talking about.
And stop right there. Now, on the horse.
Joe's awake.
Stop right there.
No. It doesn't look like I'm awake, but I'm drinking everything. I'm drinking everything in here. Now, she... you were saying you want the video chat this week. I'm assuming that she said okay.
She wants it this week too.
So she's as adamant about this as you are.
Yes.
All right. And then we got to that point with where we just left off here where you're saying all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So the table is set. Table is set. Let's see where we're going.
All right. She go, another level is... Anyway, I'm sure... I go, after all we've been through, do you really blame me? She goes, if that's what you think, then there's no need me doing it. She's a little pissed.
Whoa.
Okay, Woody Woodpecker.
I'm sorry. I was just like, you know what? When she gets her back up about stuff, I'm always like, oh, excuse me.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't, Miss scammer thing.
Or she's pulling the angry card to try to get out of doing the chat.
Yeah, well, that's what you've been saying for a while. That's
where
we
are at this very sentence. So let's see where this goes.
Okay.
I go, after all we've been through, do you really blame me for having doubts? Of course I do not want that to be true. Of course I want you to be real. But we have been through a lot, and there are still things that need to be discussed. Just be exactly who you said.
Seen.
Yes. I go, just be exactly who you say you are, and we will be fine. I am sure everything will be great once we speak. I look forward to speaking at you and having a real conversation and start a real loving relationship with you. I shouldn't say starting. We've started that. Taking it to another level. She goes, another level is what I want to. With no doubts. Kasha has to do her homework. That's her kid. I'll be right back. I go, in order to get no doubts, it takes complete honesty, even if it is hard. But yes, let's get to that point together. Remember, I still know there was a guy feeding her lines.
Yeah.
And she still has, that's what I want her to admit. She goes, okay, see you later. Bye. All right, so then I go check my emails. And this is what I find in my emails.
Uh-oh.
Joe's staring in. Hey, Davin, how are you doing? It's me, Mavis.
No!
Now, let me stop. Joe's eyes.
Joe's eyes popped open like he just hadn't found out about the snails again.
Now, let me explain to everybody who is up to date who Mavis is. Mavis is the girl who I set Joe up with through my girlfriend, Belinda, because she was looking for a man. I said, well, I have a man for you.
My chick.
Joe's chick, and Joe is as Richard Eldorado. Now, Mavis had disappeared. Part of the reason Mavis disappeared was Joe didn't know how to check a spam filter.
And I erased 3 messages from her.
Exactly. So Joe is not, Richard Eldorado has not talked to Mavis in months.
Right.
And so here I get this on February 10th.
Can I explain something to you right now?
Yes.
I have, even though I know most of the, essentially 99.9 of this is nonsense, you do get a feeling like, well, why is she talking to you, man?
Right.
Your eyes
He's
just
jealous.
Lit up.
I'm talking to you, man.
Because I have a sexy picture. How are you doing? It's me, Mavis. Well, I don't know where to start, but I know I've wronged your friend Richard.
Oh, wow.
Feel better, stupid. She's still pissed.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.